Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Mixed bag day today in the grain futures. We were up 3.5 cents in Chicago wheat, but down a penny in Kansas City. While soybeans were 1.5 to 2 cents higher, and then corn 2 to 2.5 cents lower. Now, the wheat futures rallied in Chicago, but not in Kansas City, mainly due to the storm system moving in through the southern half of the United States. It's the hurricane coming from the western side of Mexico. It's going to come up through the Rockies and part of the plains. There's quite a significant amount of rainfall possible here in the southern plains, which will be right in line with what we need to get that Kansas City or hard red winter wheat planted. So at this point, the weather over the next couple weeks is looking good. Now, we're still in a drought. Lakes are still low. Water table's still low, but every little bit helps, and it looks like we're probably going to get some. Now, DEES Kansas City wheat continues to make new lows. About five of the last days in a row, we've made new contract lows for that. We got down to 582.5. That's quite a bit off the 870 mark that we hit at the beginning of May. So a huge $3 sell-off over the course of the last 5 or 6 months. And now corn and beans, they have not been making new lows, but they're hanging right around those lows. I think most people with harvest here are expecting that anytime.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Ethanol production for the week was higher, up to 6.517 million barrels for the week, and ethanol stocks have reached their highest level since March of 2013. With corn getting cheaper, so the inputs getting cheaper, and then crude oil stabling here around $90 and change, that has really been supportive to the energy market and the ethanol market. But profit margins have declined, and anticipating maybe some lower production in the future due to that. It's down around $1 a bushel in Iowa prices. Hedge funds have been buying grains here. They bought about 1,500 bean contracts and wheat contracts, but they were sellers in the corn, sold 5,000 to 6,000 contracts of corn today. There are some more private estimates coming after the FSA numbers. Of course, corn, wheat, and beans all increased acres for the subsidy program. But the prevented planting were lower than last year, but above where we were last month on the prevented planting numbers. Overall, it looks like we're going to have a big crop. Nothing's really changed. And at this point, there is no threat to the Midwest for what little growing season's left. It doesn't look like there's any really cool temps on the way, really freeze threats after what we saw the other day.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, October live cattle 82 higher at 157.02, December up 112 at 160 even. October feeder cattle 222 higher at 228.10, November up 182 at 225.60. October lean hogs 177 lower at 105.10, December down 202 at 93.90. In the grain markets, December Kansas City wheat down one at 582 and a quarter, March down one and a quarter at 589 and three quarters. December Chicago wheat up three at 499 and a quarter. December corn 2 pennies lower at 341 and three quarters, March down one and a half at 354. November soybeans up one and three quarters at 982 and a half. January up a penny and a half at 990 and three quarters. October cotton up 162 at 69.90, and December up 13 at 65.68. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.